Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour will be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker. Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Now, working from the fourth quarter back, in the fourth segment, we'll do my weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. And I did take a look at the current active inventory, what the median price is of that. We've got some numbers comparing that to past years. And, of course, the weekly stats and what's new and number of sales weekly and compared to last year's numbers. Now, in the third segment, I want to touch on, and I'm inviting you to call in on the third segment, somewhere around 35 minutes past the hour, about two things that came up. One, on this program, where someone called in about a possible cap on property taxes. Maybe we need a ceiling, because even though Prop 13 froze property taxes at a certain point in time when that was instigated, you go ahead and they do go up incrementally. So someone had called in the program, wanted to talk about that, and at that time we went on to something else. So third segment, if you have a comment on that. And then just the opposite, in the Santa Barbara News Press a week or two ago, someone wrote in suggesting that there be an increase in your property tax. If you own a home that's 5,000 square feet or greater, it was suggested that you should pay a premium because you're employing service people and they need affordable housing, so you should be paying for it. My thought was, well, if you don't employ them, then they don't have a job. So aren't you already doing something for them? Well, we'll get into that into the third segment. We got a couple issues there, and then there was also an article in the paper about this Association of Realtors not sharing data. And so we'll get into the old adage in the courtroom. You know, was the reporter who reported this telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? In the second segment, we're going to take a look at technology, how technology is changing the way real estate agents do business, and which ultimately affects how you buy and sell. Very interesting. We have the owner and chief, I don't know what his title is, but he's out there running around talking to everybody and selling this thing. And it's what I've been using, a micro MLS, and they're selling across the entire country. And it's really, literally changing the way people do business. So that's on the docket today. Just as a caravan open house suggestion, you know, the four things, four words that I often hear when I go resonate in my mind when I walk into an open house. And what were they thinking? What were they thinking? They did not have an architect. And here went into a house, I don't want to say which one it was, but it's priced between $5 and $10 million, remodeled just 3 years ago. You'd think you could build a kitchen that had a refrigerator. Is that too much to ask? It had two refrigerators in an adjoining room. Now, there's that old three-point adage, you know, with your kitchen stove and refrigerator, and you want to have some kind of access. It's just so sad. Just so sad. Okay, so that's the program for today. What I want to do is we'll take a early first break, and we'll come back with the second segment, and we'll talk about technology selling real estate in the year 2006 and how it benefits agents, you, and has some offshoot benefits that I've experienced using some software and electrical programs, not electrical programs, software and technical programs. We'll go with that. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's about 10 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.